You don't have to get quiet on my account, but good morning and welcome to our time of worship here at St. John's Christian Church. It is good to greet you in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, our risen Lord and Savior. Look over the announcements, please, on page 15, either at the end of the service or tomorrow morning. The Book Bag Bash happens this afternoon. There's an article in there about LifeWise Archbold. Something about youth merch, and it's now available online for teens and any teen workers in the church. And then the Faith in the Stadium with the Toledo Mud Hens. It sounds like there's going to be hundreds of people from choirs singing at that game. So think about maybe attending that, and there's information there. We have a prayer update. There are prayer concerns on two different pages, so it didn't make it all on one. The bottom of the 15, it has Scott Reeb in hospitalized. So Scott was transported from Bryan Hospital to Fort Wayne on Wednesday evening, dealing with a gallstone, gallbladder issue, which turned into pancreatitis over the next days. And so they had to wait for the pancreatitis to kind of die down. And Scott is scheduled for surgery at 12:50 to have his gallbladder removed. So please be praying for Scott and Pam and Joshua and the rest of the family. I think that, we've got to talk about something else. Not really. I'm having surgery tomorrow morning early. By this time, I'll be in full recovery tomorrow. Supposed to be home by 1 p.m. And then it said several weeks I'm going to be on medical leave. It's supposed to be 6, but we'll see what happens. So it's my left knee. So when I saw the surgeon on pre-op on Tuesday, I mean, my right knee, I couldn't drive for 6 weeks. Well, it's my left knee. I can drive in a week and a half. He said, then to therapy. So we'll see how the days go. But thank you for your prayers. Let us worship as we prepare our minds as we listen to our morning prelude.
Morning, would you please stand for our call to worship from Psalms. David the psalmist writes, I have set the Lord always before me. Because he is at my right hand, I will not be shaken. Because you will not abandon me to the grave, nor will you let your Holy One see decay.
You have made known to me the path of life. You will fill me with joy in your presence, with eternal pleasures at your right hand. Let us praise the Lord.
As we begin our opening hymns, recognizing the elements of the resurrection story, we want to focus on that, not on the singing and how to follow. So if you're looking in the bulletin at pages 6 and 7, for each verse, we sing the first line, the second line is the first ending. We go back and sing the first line again with the same words and sing the second ending then. And the chorus is the same. 1.5 lines in the chorus, first ending, repeat those 1.5 lines and sing the second ending. They crucified my Savior.
And the Lord will bear my spirit.
Our second hymn is found on page 10 in your bulletin, Worship Christ, the Risen King. It says, thoughtful hearts receive with cheer, he is risen, he is risen. Now receive the risen King.
Rise, O church, and lift your voices. Christ has conquered death and hell. Sing as all the earth rejoices. Resurrection anthems swell. Come and worship, worship Christ the risen King. See the tomb where death had laid him, empty now its mouth declares. Death and I could not contain him, for the throne of life he shares. Come and worship, worship Christ the risen King. Hear the earth protest and tremble, see the stone removed with power. All hell's minions may assemble, but cannot withstand his hour. He has conquered, Christ the Lord, the risen King. Doubt may lift its head to murmur, scoffers mock and sinners jeer. But the truth proclaims a wonder, thoughtful hearts receive with cheer. He is risen, he is risen, he has received the risen King. We acclaim your life, O Jesus, now we sing your victory. Sin or hell may seek to seize us, but your conquest keeps us free. Stand in triumph, worship Christ the risen King.
And now let us share the peace of that risen Jesus.
Will the children come forward, please? Hey, how are you guys? Hey. We got all sizes. All right. They can sit right there if you want, and I'll stand. It's okay. All right. How are you guys doing? Good. All right. I am going to do something this morning. Oh, I forgot my joke. Forgot. What kind of lights did Noah have on the ark?
Noah lights?
Oh, not bad. Flood lights. You didn't laugh, they did. Those really bright, bright lights. Okay. Anyway, I guess we better go on. Pastor Eric is going to talk about miracles in a little bit, and a certain miracle. Okay. Think I can do a miracle? No faith in me, huh? Okay. Well, I'm going to try. If I put something in water, what happens? It gets wet. Thanks, Lynn. All right. It gets wet. All right. Did you ever hear of something getting put in water and not getting wet?
That's impossible.
You would think so. All right. Well, this is water. You want to stick your finger in it and just make sure it's water?
There's something blue
Well, that's a little leftover from early church. I didn't clean it out very good. Do you want to put your finger in it? Okay. Want to put your finger in it? There you go. Put your, nope. Okay, don't trust me. It's okay. All right. Well, I am going to put sand in it. If you went to the beach and you felt sand, would it stick to you? In the water, it gets wet. Do you want to touch my sand? It's pretty sand. This is red sand. Do you want to touch it? So you know, does it feel like sand?
Yeah.
Feels like sand? Mm-hmm. All right. Make sure that I'm not pulling a fast one on you. It's really sand, okay? Now, I'm going to dump it in here, and I want you to watch what happens, okay? Watch what happens. Wow. What did it do? In case they can't see it, what did it do?
It looks like a cell from the human body.
It looks like a cell from the human body. Well, I don't know if I would have thought of that, but it's kind of all clumped together, all right? And it's kind of shiny. Does it have maybe some bubbles attached to it? All right, well, watch what happens. When I scoop it out, you'd think I'd scoop out wet sand, right? Watch this. What happened to it?
No sparkles.
No sparkles? It's just dry sand. When I scoop it out, it's just dry sand. Now, how did that happen? It was in the water, it comes out, and then it looks just like it was in the package, doesn't it? You feel it.
It feels dry.
It feels dry. I told you it does.
It's like okay. if the bubbles were a shield.
Yeah. You want to touch it? Okay, you can touch it. Does it feel like dry sand?
I really want to try that.
Yeah.
Because before I had sand on my finger, but now I don't.
Now you don't. All right.
I think
okay. Well, was that a miracle? Maybe a little more kind of like a trick, because there's something coated on that sand that makes that happen. Who is the only one you know that can perform a true life miracle? Jesus, you're right. He does impossible things that we can't even imagine that can happen, but they do. And still today, he performs miracles for us, okay? So he performs miracles. We kind of perform little tricks, okay? All right, let's bow our heads for a prayer. Dear Jesus, we thank you. We thank you for the many, many miracles from the Bible that you performed, the miracles that you perform still to this day. Help us to be watching for those and give you the glory for those. Be with each person here today. Keep them in your heart. Amen. All right. Thank you.
I forgot to say anything about the air conditioning. We're going with nature, so that's why I turned the unit off. It's kind of had to, it started turning on when it was 71 degrees. Hopefully you're cool enough and there's enough breeze. If not, open up more of the windows. This is as close as you're going to get to outdoor worship this year, I believe, but it's kind of hard to run the AC when it's so nice outside, plus the air conditioning in the chapel didn't work this morning, so there's still problems with everything, so we're patient throughout the process. One of the realities of praying this morning is I want to be praying for all of those individuals that are going to be helping out, covering various details in the next 6 weeks or so. This will be my fourth, quote, significant surgery where I've been out for a period of time afterwards. The first three, there was always an associate pastor or a pastor of music and worship. This is the first time there's no, quote, backup pastor to take care of everything. But there are plenty of people from the congregation that are taking on various roles, and so I have no worries. And then hopefully you can read the visitor and see those six special guests that are coming in and offering messages over the next six Sundays. So I hopefully will join you in a couple of weeks on a Sunday morning, and we'll go from there. But I'll be sitting out there and not standing up here for a while. But I want to pray for all of our congregational leaders in this time as well. Discovery Guide lesson for today, the devotional is on based on Psalm 148. And I encourage you to read that later on this day. But I'm going to use Psalm 148, a psalm of praise of creation, kind of as the background for my prayer. Let's bow before the Lord in prayer this morning. Lord God, in this time of worship, we praise you. We have come to praise the Lord. Lord, the psalmist has written so eloquently the words that you gave the psalmist to talk about the praise from the heavens, from the heights above, from the angels, from the heavenly hosts, from the sun and the moon and the stars, the highest heavens and the waters above the skies. Lord, all of creation is commanded to worship and to praise you. Lord, we thank you for the ways that you have ordained creation, where you have set all of the heavenly beings in place for the wonder of us and the revolving nature of the universe. Lord, we thank you for the creation of the oceans and the mountains. We thank you for the creation of the hills and the trees and the livestock, the animals and the birds. Lord God, we thank you for men and women. We thank you for those that are young and those that are older. We thank you for infants and children. We thank you for the ways that just in the time and the beauty of summer, creation is alive and abounding. Lord, there have been days and days of high temperatures and high humidity. And then we are blessed with some days of coolness and low humidity. But Lord, we know that in all things, your plan is carried out, and we thank you for the amount of sunlight and the amount of rain where the crops are doing well, and we thank you for the ways that you feed the people of the world through all those crops. God, we come before you in this time to thanking you for the gift of this hour, to focus in on your truth through your written word, to thank you for the crucifixion and the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Thank you for the miracles that you have done, both recorded in Scripture and throughout all of history, and the miracles that maybe we each have witnessed in our own lives. Lord, we come to praise you and thank you for the gift of life and the gift of love in Jesus Christ. Lord, this day we pray for Scott Reeb and for Pam and for Joshua. We pray for a successful surgery. We pray that following the surgery that Scott's pain will be decreased and he will recover and be able to return home. We pray for Pam and for Joshua as they wait the end of the surgery. Let them know that we are praying for them and that we care for them. Lord, I thank you for a congregation that is willing to serve and help out when called, and just pray for those volunteers, those leaders taking over for the next 6 weeks. We pray that all would be clear through the various notes and details, that you will be at the center of everything. Lord, we pray for all the people listed on our list of concerns. Some have been there for many months and weeks and days. We just pray for spiritual health, and we pray for physical health, that they may know of your nearness and of your care. We pray that would you strengthen them and empower them through the process of healing. Lord, as we gather this morning, we pray in the name of our Lord and Savior, who taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. We're blessed this morning to have Adam singing for us and for the Lord.
God is great, give him all the praise. Hallelujah, name above all names. Fire in his eyes, healing in his veins. Everywhere is glory on display. Take a look at those stars, he can name them all. Before his throne, every knee falls. The demons have to run, the angels have to praise. Even the wind and waves obey. Our God is an awesome God, he reigns. From heaven above with wisdom, power, and love. Our God is an awesome God. Our God is an awesome God, he reigns. From heaven above with wisdom, power, and love. Our God is an awesome God. And even when I ran, he didn't run away. Came and put death back in its place. Friday on a cross, broken for my shame. Sunday morning rose up from that grave. Take a look at those scars on his hands and feet. He saved our souls for eternity. Worthy is the Lamb, glory to the King. Oh, let the saints and angels sing. Our God is an awesome God, he reigns. From heaven above with wisdom, power, and love. Our God is an awesome God. Our God is an awesome God, he reigns. From heaven above with wisdom, power, and love. Our God is an awesome God. Eyes on the sky, there will be a day. He will come and wipe our tears away. No more fear, no more pain, no more sorrow, sin, and shame. The King is coming back again. A reign of love that will never end. For everything you've done, and everything you do, and everything you are, I'll sing to you. My God, you're an awesome God, you're great. In all you do, I'm made to worship you. My God, you're an awesome God. Our God is an awesome God, he reigns. From heaven above with wisdom, power, and love. Our God is an awesome God. Our God is an awesome God. Our God.